If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's Vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Rick is playing songs from Joni James all week. Because this Friday, Wink Martindale is going to replay one of his vintage visits with her, which will be great. Oh, my sunshine. I've never heard it. You are my sunshine, you're right. And she's really doing it a different tempo. You usually hear it a little more upbeat. This is very pretty. And that's her doing the harmony.
I dreamed I held you in my arms.
Oh, nice, Rick. Thank you very much. The music of Joni James. You didn't even have to help me. Look who's here, Joey pals. We started off with Dana Haynes, who came down from the mothership and took us traveling astrologically. We're building up to Morgan Levine, who will take us traveling in her red Jeep tours. So in the middle, let's catch a plane, one of those $29 flights. We welcome back from Palm Springs International Airport. Here's Daniel Meyer.
Hello, Joey. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, did you enjoy being had? I got to get it. Rick, make a note. Get a drum rim shot. Da-dum-dum. Okay. What airlines are there? What airlines aren't there? You are so busy.
Yes. We've had some changes. AHA Airlines, which...
AHA!
Yes, they're no longer AHA. Declared bankruptcy, and they have ceased flying altogether. So they were running Reno nonstop from here. So unfortunately, we don't have that now.
Oh, dear. I wonder why they did that. Well, what a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, they just...
Was it a bad time to start an airline?
A lot of it, yeah, I think. A lot of it depended on because of the type of aircraft. They flew small 50-seat jets, and with the way fuel is right now in a high-fuel environment, those planes, you can't charge enough that people are willing to pay to make a profit with those aircraft.
Yes. So. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's one... I don't want to say one down because you don't want to say bad things about airplanes.
Yeah.
What's new?
Well, let's see.
We've talked about Avalo.
Well, do you remember Swoop?
Yes.
They're not coming back this season. Womp womp.
That's two down.
But they were flying to Edmonton, Canada. But good news is we still have WestJet and Flair flying to Edmonton, Canada. So we didn't lose a route. So we still have nonstop to Edmonton. So we still got that at least. But our newest airline is Avelo Air.
Yes, A-V-E-L-O. Okay. And then, I can't say anything tacky about that. AHA and Swoop. We had a lot of fun with. But
we did.
What is Avelo? Does it mean?
So Avelo, I'm not sure. I'm sure it has some sort of meaning.
Must be Italian or something.
Fragile. Name that movie.
Avelo. If you know Joey Pals, email me.
That was my favorite Christmas movie, just so you know.
What was?
A Christmas Story. Fragile. You ever seen Christmas Story?
Yes. You lost me there for a minute.
Well,
but I'm here now.
I'm ready for Christmas with this heat.
Are you? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Avelo.
They are brand new in the Valley. They announced last month they're going to start flying on November 11th. They're doing service to Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Redmond, Oregon, and my personal favorite, Santa Rosa, Napa Valley.
For $29.
Yeah, so they had intro fares of $29 one way. A lot of those, I think, that was right when they announced. But I was actually on the website yesterday, and I saw some $29 fares they had out there.
Oh.
So they can go check that out. I was looking to Santa Rosa. So if you're going to, like, say, Guerneville, or if you want to Santa Rosa, or even, like, to Napa, it's a great airport to go to any of those places. So
I wrote down Eureka and Bend, Oregon.
Redmond, Bend. Oh, yeah, sorry. Eugene, Oregon. And then, yeah, it's the airport serves Bend and Redmond, Oregon. So it's kind of for both cities.
Okay.
And then Santa Rosa, yeah. And it'll be twice a week on all of them.
Twice a week?
Mm-hmm.
For $29 one way? $29
nonstop. And they fly 737, 800s, 189 passengers. So big planes.
I know that plane. Gosh. I wish they had more variety in the destinations. I mean, so once a year you go to Eugene, and once a year you can go to Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. But it's too bad we don't have, you know, Vegas or Reno or Tahoe.
Well, we have Vegas.
Who do we have Vegas
Southwest
with?
Runs twice daily to Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, Tahoe was AHA, but, you know, that womp womp.
How much do you think it costs to go to Vegas on Southwest?
You know, it's going to depend on time of year and what's going on. Because, like, if the busier Vegas is, like, a big event, like, say, National Finals Rodeo, people wanting to go, fares are going to be higher, obviously. But I've seen fares, if you check out advance, as low as, like, $59, $49
See?
One way. The closer into flight date, the more expensive it gets. But, you know, the other day I checked, and I think I was looking in October or November, saw, like, $69 one way. So,
See?
You know.
Now,
Plan ahead.
Exactly. Are all these flights on flypsp.com?
Yeah, so flypsp.com. There you
it's
can
a
see.
Great website.
Thank you. Check the flights, and we have a whole list of all the airlines and nonstop routes that we offer.
Is it updated?
Yes, I just updated it last week. I did.
Who's here? Are they alphabetical?
The airlines are alphabetical.
I'm kidding. I have looked at it. It's very nice.
Thank you. We also updated it recently, about a month ago, with a return. So we have a lot of seasonal flights. And so now we've got all the return dates of each seasonal route. So something great we have going on is Chicago comes back on September 7th. So just like in a couple of days.
Okay.
And normally it comes back around
tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yes, today's tomorrow. Tuesday the 6th.
Okay, tomorrow,
I can't
Chicago
say September
returns.
Yet. Okay, September 7th, return of the Chicago Daily.
Yes, on American. United brings theirs back on September 30th. And traditionally, both airlines start back around Halloween. So they're coming back. American's almost 2 full months early, which is great. Additional access for us.
Once a day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yay. Seasonal flights. What else is a seasonal flight?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're trying to get Chicago to year-round. We actually had a meeting with United last month to see if we can talk them into it. So they're receptive, but haven't given us a yes yet, but we're going to keep trying.
Well, you're growing. I mean, you must show them the numbers.
And they're taking note of that. So I think we've got a pretty solid case to get it to year-round. New York.
Is that one place... New York's
another one.
That people would demand.
Yeah, we've got seasonal. It starts around Halloween. It usually runs through Memorial Day each year on JetBlue to New York JFK. That's another one we're trying to get converted to full year-round.
But right
service.
Now it's Halloween to May?
Memorial Day. Typically. Approximately. I don't remember the exact start date, but it's right around those times.
Yes. And they just do it once a day. But that's a lot.
Yep.
To JFK.
Yeah, and they're bringing in their aircraft with their Mint service, so first class, which will be good.
Mint service.
Mint.
I think diamonds, think gold bars, think silver cougarants or something. Mint service means what?
It's their version of first class.
Yeah.
Do
you have any idea what a fare is from here to JFK? Depends on the time.
Yeah, I haven't looked lately.
No.
But I know fares are coming down now that some
are
of the
they?
Travel's winding down. Yeah, I've seen some better, much better deals out there than I was
good.
In the summer. Yeah.
Fares coming down.
Thank God.
Yes. Okay, tell me about the airport. You won these wonderful notoriety postings about being one of the fastest growing airports in the nation.
Yeah, simpleflying.com.
Simpleflying.com.
Yeah, it's a leading aviation news organization.
Okay.
And they named us one of the fastest growing airports in the country.
That's because of you.
Not all because of me, but I'll take a small piece of credit.
Yes. Of course. Simpleflying.com. And then you got other notoriety for being number three, is that the way to say it, I guess, in the nation for your recovery efforts from COVID. What does that mean?
So that means a number of basically recovery of flights and seats. And so there's us, Sarasota, Florida, and Myrtle Beach. We're the top three most recovered airports this fall. So starting October.
How do they measure that?
They're looking at data from 2019 when number of flights and seats scheduled, and they can compare it to schedules today and just do a comparison of it.
So it doesn't really have anything to do with anything medical. It's tushes in the seats.
Yeah, just number of available seats. You know, the nationwide average right now is about most airports are about 90% of what they were in 2019, and we've exceeded that by far. So.
We're more than 90%.
Yeah, we're over 130 something.
What, 130%?
Don't totally quote me on that, but we have a lot more than we had in 2019.
Gosh.
And the way this year's scheduled out, this year should end as probably the busiest on record. Fingers crossed.
Wonder why. I'm trying to think, has the weather driven people here?
A lot of it's just air access. You know, Southwest came in a couple of years ago, and that really helped a lot, and they've grown quite a bit. We've had several
routes.
Due to
air access.
Yeah, so it's just easier for people to get here and fly out. So usually, used to be people would fly, you know, maybe into LA and drive, but now with more airlines and more availability, it's easier for people to come here now.
Nothing worse than...
Plus, the pandemic made us popular. We have so much outdoor space. People
That's
wanted
it.
To come.
The
All the
heat.
Pools.
And I forget what the reading is now, but we went through a phase where we were told that the virus couldn't live in certain heat. So we've been through all of that and back around again. Yeah. We're in our 131st week, which is 2 years and then some.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I guess it's just the pandemic made us more popular because we're already pretty popular.
That makes sense, though. People wanted to come here where they didn't, they could social distance and not be in the snow.
Yeah, so you're outside the pools.
Yes.
You know, destinations like us became very popular with the pandemic.
What were the other two you mentioned? Florida? Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach and Sarasota. So we're the top three most recovered airports right now.
And they're all in the heat.
Yeah, tourist.
Yes. Well, what can we look for in the month of September? Except you already told me, never mind. Those wonderful seasonal flights are coming back from American and United September 7th, tomorrow.
Yes.
And September 30th. And then we've got these wonderful $29 flights from Avelo.
Yeah, A-V-E-L-O.
Okay. Avelo sounds like a thing over there in Catalina.
Frankie Avalon.
Yes. My, you're right. The website is flypsp.com. That's right.
Yeah, people can find links to all the different airlines' yes. websites that fly to Palm Springs.
All the rules about baggage and lines and all of that. Thank you for stopping by. It's always such a joy. We learn good things when you're here.
Well, thank you for having me. I love coming on the show.
Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.